This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Universal is pleased with how DreamWorks 1917 is doing. Since it won the Golden Globe for Best Picture, Sam Mendes' World War I film earned $36.5 million. The film earned a 90% score on Rotten Tomatoes and an A- on CinemaScore. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker took second at the box office with $15 million. A World War I epic. What a gas. Sorry. We've reported that Adele has undergone a major weight loss transformation, and she's not shy about sharing her story, opening up about how many pounds she's shed. You know how many? 100 pounds. The Hello songstress, 31, was spotted looking much slimmer while on vacation with Harry Styles and James Corden. Wow, that's a lot of crumpets. This Is Us actor Justin Hartley is focusing on himself and his well-being. He reflected on his personal life while speaking after a This Is Us panel at the TV Critics Association press tour. The actor who plays Kevin said, quote, "I'm doing great. I got into self-care a long time ago," unquote. He didn't, however, mention dumping his wife now that his career's taken off. Oops. Amy Schumer is so open about her IVF journey to have a second child that she's giving fans an intimate look at the long, excruciating process, even in the examination room. The 38-year-old comedian revealed that she had started taking injectable fertility drugs and posted a photo of the bruises left behind on her abdomen. Thanks, for sharing. TMI! With two court appearances looming, Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli's legal team will argue that Lori and Massimo simply did what all wealthy parents do when their kids want to go to a certain school. Shell out big bucks in the form of charitable donations, which aren't bribes if they're going into university coffers. Sure, everybody does it. Good luck with that. CBS has given a serious commitment to Clarice, a Silence of the Lambs spinoff. The new drama, written and executive produced by Alex Kurtzman, Star Trek Picard, and Jenny Lumet, Star Trek Discovery, takes place in 1993, a year after the events of The Silence of the Lambs. Yep, you know there's going to be plenty of fava beans and Chianti on that set. Joe Giudice had a message for Teresa Giudice. The Real Housewives of New Jersey alum, who's been living in Rome after being deported, wrote to his ex saying, quote, "Whatever happens in our future, remember we were friends to begin with. We will always stay strong. It's not distance that breaks a couple, it's actions," unquote. Aww? Get back together then! Tina Fey and Amy Poehler will return to host the Golden Globes in 2021. The comedy duo, who previously starred in SNL together, as well as feature films including Mean Girls and Sisters, last hosted the Hollywood Foreign Press Association honors in 2015. That means, officially, that Ricky Gervais will be sitting in his underwear that night and belching. It could happen. The Game of Thrones prequel, House of the Dragon, is set for a 2022 premiere. The show's being created by Thrones author George R.R. Martin and showrunner Ryan Condal. Set three centuries before Game of Thrones began, the series will chronicle the Targaryen family, which was able to control dragons. Ooh, more medieval nudity. Love it! George and Ringo's handwritten lyrics to the Beatles' While My Guitar Gently Weeps is up for sale. Asking price? A cool $195,000. The lyrics are scrawled on the back of a studio recording sheet with George's handwriting in blue pen at the top of the paper. The rest of the lyrics are penned in Ringo Starr's hand, complete with misspellings. Cool. C-U-L. The late Nipsey Hussle's fans are starting a book club based on the late rapper's reading list, The Marathon Book Club. Like Tupac Shakur, Nipsey Hussle was a bibliophile. Since his death last March, the rapper's fans created a reading list based off of the books he cited in songs and interviews, one that went viral and led 76 men of color to create the club. Nice. Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, has reportedly signed a deal with Disney to do a voiceover in exchange for a contribution to a wildlife charity of her choosing. This after Meghan and her husband, Prince Harry, announced their plans to step back as senior members of the royal family. Yep, and we're now hearing that they'll also be moving to Canada. Eh? Sharon Osbourne slammed Meghan and Harry for bad timing, saying the couple blindsided the rest of their family by presenting their decision as a done deal rather than an idea they were negotiating towards. She continued, quote, "They should be able to do what they want. However, his family are royal for thousands of years," unquote. Yep, a royal pain in the ass. A Baldwin Park shooting killed one man and injured another near a liquor store that rapper 50 Cent visited earlier. The police are investigating the incident as possibly being gang-related. The shooting took place about an hour and a half after 50 Cent made a promotional appearance at the store, but the sheriff's department said there was no indication that the shooting was related to the appearance. That is one lucky fitty. The Trash Bin. Lindsay Lohan's mother is facing a felony charge after an arrest for driving under the influence and hitting another car. Dina Lohan had just left a dinner at Outback Steakhouse when she struck another car outside the restaurant. Dina fled the scene, but the woman in the other car chased her all the way to her house. Wait, she got trashed at Outback Steakhouse? Classy.
The news wrap-up.
Toyota plans to build a city of the future with housing, robots, and autonomous vehicles in Japan. Disney Plus has passed 22 million downloads on mobile devices. Apple is replacing some iPhone battery cases for free because of charging problems. Spending time not working can spark the best business ideas. So if you're unemployed, your brain must be on fire.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Bad Boys for Life is the biggest film at the box office.
The number one album.
The new one from Selena Gomez, Rare, is the biggest selling album in the USA.
The number one app.
What else? Minecraft.
The number one book.
Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens is the number one fiction book.
I saw Alicia Keys at the House of Blues here in L.A. on her very first tour back in 2005. She was touring in support of her excellent debut album, Songs in A Minor. Her songs were soulful and came straight from the heart. The audience felt an immediate connection with her, too, and as she performed, the star-studded crowd knew that Alicia Keys was going to be around for a long time. The following year, Alicia's album received 5 Grammy Awards, and since its release, has sold 12 million copies worldwide. Not bad at all. And Alicia will be hosting the Grammy Awards for the second time, January 26th. And now she's back with new music. Here's Alicia Keys with the Song of the Week, Underdog.
She was walking in the street, looked up and noticed he was nameless, he was homeless. She asked him his name and told him what hers was. He gave her a story about life with a glint in his eye and a corner of a smile. One conversation, a simple moment, the things that change us if we notice when we look up sometimes. They said I would never make it, but I was built to break the mold. The only dream that I've been chasing is my own. So I sing a song for the hustlers,
waiting at the bus stop.
Sing no mother,
waiting on the jet to come.
Say you're gonna make it.
Just to the doctor, sitting on the front line, knowing they don't get to run. This goes up to the underdog. Keep on keeping at what you love, and you'll find that someday soon enough you'll rise up, rise up, yeah.
That was Alicia Keys with the Song of the Week, Underdog. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.